The gospel reading today, we hear about our Lord on the cross, and he looks upon his mother and the disciple whom he loves, and he says, "Behold your mother, behold your son." And we listen to that and we recognize that there are several times in St. John's gospel when we hear that same phrase. We hear it right before Holy Communion, "Ecce, Agnus Dei, behold the Lamb of God." Those are the words of St. John the Baptist when he pointed out Jesus to his disciples. And each time, if you look at these, they have a clear meaning to them, and they have another meaning. To call Jesus, for instance, the Lamb of God, well, it shows that he is the new Moses. But it shows beyond that, because remember, it was at the time of Moses that they, at the time of the Exodus, all these things that are in there. But it also chose Jesus to be the new priest, because he is the high priest. He's the one who offers the sacrifice, and of course, he's the sacrifice that's offered. We come up to the time of our Lord's passion, and we hear this word several more times. Behold the man. Behold the man. That's Adam. So certainly we can look at Jesus in his humanity, and he is all bloodied and beaten. But he's the new Adam, because that's what the word Adam means, the man. And then Pilate also looks at the people and says to them, "Behold, your king." Now we understand who he is. He's the king of the universe. But he's the king of Israel. It's a part that people miss, but it's very, very important. If you look at the genealogies that are there in St. Matthew's Gospel, as I pointed out to you, they are the genealogy of St. Joseph. You say, well, why would that be there? If you read it carefully, St. Joseph is the king. He's the heir to the throne. Which is why when the angel appears to our Blessed Lady, she says regarding Jesus that I will give him the throne of his father David. How can he have the throne of David? It's one that passes on, because that was given to Joseph. He was the rightful heir to the throne. That's why all of that is there at the beginning of Matthew's gospel. So pointing out Jesus as the king, he is. He is literally the king of Israel. He is the new David, is what is being shown. So we've got the new Moses, we've got the new Aaron, we've got the new Adam, we've got the new David. All these things that are being fulfilled in Jesus. Now, if that's the way that it's going to work, then we have to look a little further then, because now our Lord uses the same word and he speaks to his mother. But first he speaks of himself. Behold your son. Obviously, in the immediate, it's look upon the one. This is your son. But it has far greater implications, because it shows Mary to be the new Eve. If Jesus is the man, the new Adam, we have to have a new Eve. We see that too. Behold your mother. Who is Eve? The mother of all the living. She is the woman. So Jesus says, woman, behold your son. She's the woman of Genesis 3:15. What's going on in Genesis 3:15? Behold your son. This is the fulfillment, that Satan is going to nip at his heel, and yet the woman is going to crush his head. Here is Jesus now with the attack of Satan upon him. Woman, behold your son. But then to the disciple, in other words, to all of those who would have life because of our Blessed Lady. So he's speaking not just to St. John, he's speaking to you and me. He says, behold your mother. She is the new Eve. And so you look at the context of it now. So first you have, in that context, Jesus crowned with thorns and all bloodied and so on. And Pilate says, "Behold the man." Well, remember what was going on with the man back in Genesis. The garden was no longer just going to bring up the produce by itself. It was going to bring up thorns and thistles. And he was going to have to provide for his children by the sweat of his brow. That's exactly what Jesus was doing, with the crown of thorns upon his head, bloodied and sweating, the new Adam, the one who took on the punishment that was meted out to Adam. So now we have the woman, the mother, the new Eve, and there she is in a garden, at a tree, with Adam suffering upon that tree to provide for his family, and with the woman at the same tree, in the same garden, taking on the punishment that was meted out to the women, that motherhood was going to be in pain, that the birth of her children was going to be in pain. And it is there that she gave birth to you and me, spiritually speaking. It is there that what was conceived in her heart when the angel appeared to her was now born, because her heart was pierced spiritually by a sword of sorrow, as Simeon had foretold. And so those children, the children of the new Eve, the children of the mother of all the living, would be able to be born spiritually from a spiritual opening in her heart. As she conceived spiritually, so now she could bear spiritually, so that we could be born spiritually. But there in the suffering that the woman would be enduring. So we see all of these things that are going on. So there is, yes, she is a mother. And yes, you can look at it and say St. John took her into his home and all the different things that were going on. Our Lord entrusted his mom to St. Joseph, to St. John. All that's true. But it's much, much bigger than that. It's a fascinating thing in St. John's Gospel when you look at that word, behold. Because I haven't looked it up to see if there are other places, but in all these things that I've just mentioned, you recognize that whenever that happens, there is an immediate context. There is something far, far larger that is being shown. And so we have to look at it that way and be able to ask ourselves, what does this mean for us? What does it mean for Jesus when he is pointed out? What does it mean for our Blessed Lady when she is pointed out? What does it mean for us? Because that's what it's all directed to. It's for us to know who our King is. It's for us to know that we are a new creation because we have a new Adam and a new Eve. It's for us to be able to recognize the new life that has been given through the new Adam and the new Eve. It's for us to be able to recognize what Jesus is doing is the Exodus. It's the freedom from slavery. He's the new Moses. He's the new priest. He's a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek, not just the order of Aaron. So he fulfills them both, the Aaronic priesthood and the priesthood of Melchizedek. All these things, when you see those little words, behold, it's packed with all this meaning. And so, yeah, it's pretty amazing just in the context. You go, behold the Lamb of God. What in the heck does that mean? It means a lot. Behold your mother. Behold your son. All that meaning packed into it. I'm sure if we thought about it and prayed about it, we'd find even more than what I've just mentioned. But this is just scratching the surface to be able to see how much is there. And so it tells us about our relationship to our Lord. Because he is God. He is the man. He is the King. He is the Son. All these things right down the line. But what does that say in relationship to us? Who is our Blessed Mother? She is the woman, she is the mother. What does that say in relationship to us? That's the part we have to be able to understand. We are not being asked, as we see these things, to just look from the outside. We are not asked just to see the objective aspect of it, because we are being brought in. Behold, it's grabbing you by the collar and pulling you right in. It's not saying, oh, look what's going on over there. It's like, no, you are part of this. You are in the midst of this. Behold, that's what this is about. So look deeper and look at what it means for you so that you're no longer just looking as a passive observer, because it defines you. It defines you in our Blessed Lord. It defines you in our Blessed Lady. And so we are brought right into all of this. All the new creation happens right at the cross. You're only a new creation in Christ, but only if you behold what is happening. You are only a son or a daughter of the Mother of all the living. If you're that new creation, the child of the new Eve, can we see that? Again, look at it with the same thing. Jesus is the new king, Our Lady is the new queen. All these, again, all these correlations that are there, all because St. John uses one word to be able to point us beyond what is just on the surface, to look deeper at what it means for Jesus, to look deeper at what it means for Mary, and in a very particular way, to look deeper at what it means for you.